The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development is collaborating with the Ghana Garden and Flower Company to beautify the country and through that create employment for the youth. The sector minister, Alhaji Collins Dauda, said flowers will be planted at vantage locations to make the city beautiful. He said this at the closing ceremony of the Ghana Garden and Flower Show in Accra, a report filed by Benjamin Edu and Regina Badu.
The Ghana Garden and Flower Show comes off annually to create public awareness on the importance of horticulture and floriculture. The fair was initiated by Strascom Africa to contribute to the development of the National Beautification and Gardening Policy. Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Alhaji Collins Dauda, urged Ghanaians to support the project to address issues of environmental degradation.
Where we are talking refuse now, everywhere, almost every children, whether employed or employed, have taken part of their kids and cultivating small gardens, and children are making income out of selling the flowers by the roadside. The whole city of Nairobi has become almost a market of flowers and gardens. And it's what we do is turn the whole city around. And this is something we are going to encourage all our MNDs. If you look at our roadside, instead of allowing the concrete glass and the building all the time, I think it would be good if we encourage people, some of our guys who are not working around, who are some of these boys around, if we can allot these projects to them to mend and also keep, it will help.
CEO of Strascom Africa, Esther Koba, said she's excited the project over the years has created employment for the youth.
In a year's time, or 2 years, or 3 years, or 5 years, somebody here says, my business has expanded because of this show. You should know that you have served the purpose. If somebody who is out there without employment says, I'm now employed in the flower industry, Strascom Africa staff, know that your effort has not been in vain.